Today's daf is Shavuos daf Gimel, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Beis Amid Beis Mechti. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refua Shalema for Yair Yehoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freida. So yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we began a new Masechta, Maseches Shavuos, which begins with a halacha related to Shavuos. Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba. The Mishnah then continues and says that there are other areas of halacha where you could apply this idea of Shtayim Shehin Arba. Yediyos HaTumah, Shtayim Shein Arba. Yitziyos HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. And Maris Negoim, Shnayim Shein Arba. So really, the Masechta begins with a halacha related to Shavuos, as you would expect, that is the name of the Masechta, but then does a very, very quick digression. And rather than delve into the laws of Shavuos, we talk about other things that are Shtayim Shein Arba, namely Yediyos HaTumah, Yetzios HaShabbos, and Maris Negoim. What's even more interesting, as we're going to see now over the next few weeks, the Gemara is going to discuss all the things that the Mishnah mentioned are Shtayim Shein Arba, but it's going to save the Iker for last. And that is, we're not really going to start talking about the laws of Masechta Shavuos until the Mishnah and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So it's literally 3 weeks or 20 or so dafin into the Masechta where we start talking about the laws of Shavuos. What we're going to be discussing up until that point is everything else that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Yediyos HaTumah, which will be the overwhelming majority of this discussion, Yitzias HaShabbos, and Maros Negoim. So really, today's daf is technical in the sense that we're not going to discuss laws of Shavuos. We're not even going to discuss laws related to Yediyos HaTumah or Yetzias HaShabbos or Maris Negoim, but rather the Gemara is just trying to figure out how did this all happen? Meaning, number one, why are we even learning Masechta Shavuos now? Number two, why are we mentioning Yediyos HaTumah, Yetzias HaShabbos, Maris Negoim? Number three, why are we not going to start the sugyas of Masechta Shavuos for a couple of weeks? There's some other technical questions that need to be addressed, and that's really all of what's going to happen in today's daf. But first things first, Zokti Gemara, Mechti, Tana, Mimakis, Salik. We just finished learning Masechta Makis, and if that's the case, Maishna, the Tani Shavuos, how did we go from Masechta Makis to Masechta Shavuos? As the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mishum detani, because the Mishnah said in the end of Masechta Makis. Now, it's not the very last Mishnah, but it's one of the last Mishnayos. Tav Chof Amid Aleph. Chayev al Roish Shtayim, Achas Mikan, V'Achas Mikan. If somebody cuts off his payas, he's over the Loisa say in the Torah of Loisa Kifu Pas Roish. The halach is, he's going to get Malkus twice. The reason is, because if he cuts off his payas, by definition, he cut off both of his payas. Each one of the payos beget a separate malchus, and it's for that reason he's going to be chayev shtayim. Additionally, val hazokein, if somebody would shave his beard with a razor, he would get 5 times malchus. Shtayim mikan, v'shtayim mikan, v'achas momato. 2 of the zones are on the right side of his chin, another 2 on the left side, the chin itself. The point is that the halacha of peyos harosh and the halacha of hashchas hazokein are achada de mechayev al otarti. It's one iser, loisakifu pas roishchem, but if somebody's over that one iser, he's going to get malchus twice. It's an achas yishtayim. As it relates to hashchas hazaken, it's one iser for which you would be chayiv 5. It's an achas shehi chamish. But the point is that the end of Makis discussed the halacha of a chada de mechayiv alotarti. So it's for that reason, if we're going to start now a new mesechta, let's find something that's similar. Me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Satanish Shvois, Shtayin Shein Arba. It's for that reason we started Masechta Shvois, which is Shtayin Shein Arba. So this is a pretty interesting reason to be learning Masechta Shvois now. So why are we learning Masechta Shvois? Because Shvois, Shtayin Shein Arba, which is very similar to one of the last Mishnayos in Masechta Makis, which discussed Lo Yisakifu Pas Roishchem and the Isra Ashchos Hazaken, which is an idea of Achashi Shtayim, or an idea of Achashi Chamish. I think that part of what's happening over here is that there's a mesechta called Mesechta Shvuas, which deals with laws of Shvuas and oaths. The question is, where do you put this mesechta? Because really, it doesn't fit neatly into any of the Shisha Starim. It's not Zroin, it's not Moyed, it's not Noshim, it's not Nezikin, and it's not Kachim or Tyrus. So really, if you think about it, where should it go? We have to put it somewhere, but there's no seder that it fits neatly into. And I think it's for that reason we sort of back into an idea. We have to put it somewhere, and this is an interesting mahalach, but it works. At the end of the day, Masechtas Makis ends with Chada de Mechayev al Atarti, so we'll go from there and we'll segue into Shvuas, which is Shtayin Shein Arba. Just to bring out the point maybe a little bit better, Masechtas Nedarim, which is very similar to Masechtas Shvuas. Where is that mentioned? That's in Seder Noshim. The Gemara discusses why is it that Masechtas Nedarim is in Seder Noshim, and the Gemara says it's because Nedarim comes after Ksubas. In Ksubas there's Perek HaMadir. Oh, Perek HaMadir! So let's talk now about Nedarim. Now, number one, that's also a very interesting reason. You have a whole Masechtas Nedarim in Seder Noshim because of one halacha Perek HaMadir, and also Perek HaMadir is the seventh Perek of Masechtas Ksubas. Right? There's a lot of work to do in Shas Katan of Masechtas Ksubas after you learn Perek HaMadir. But I think it's the same Indian. Like, where were you supposed to put Masechtas Nedarim? So we took Masechtas Nedarim and we found a little mahalach, Perek HaMadir, Masechtas Nedarim, and that's why we tucked it away. It's Seder Noshim. So Shvuas and Nedarim are really very similar to each other, and if there was a Seder that worked for both of them, they would both be there. But there isn't. So Shvuas, we tucked into Shvuas. To say the Nezikin right after Makis, because of this Gemara that we just learned, that we did the same exact thing with Masechtas Nedarim in Seder Noshim, because it follows Perek HaMadir of Masechtas Ksubas. The truth is, if you look at the Rambam in his Yad Chazak and his Mishnah Torah, he has a whole category. There's a whole volume in Rambam called Hafla, right? Miloshin Ishki Yafli. There's a whole category of Hafla. And in Hafla, the Rambam brings all the different things that relate to Hafla. You have Nedarim, you have all these different dinim. But in Shas, we don't have such a Seder. And I think it's for that reason we talk Shvuas here in Seder Nezikin and Nedarim in Seder Noshim. Regardless, the first question that we needed to address was, why are we learning Masechtas Shvuas? Mimakis Solik, Maishnod Tani Shvuas? The answer is because Makis ends with a Chodah de Mechayev al Atarti, Tana Shvuas, which is Shtayin Shein Arba. Another question. Maishnod de Tani Lulukulu. Why is it that after we mention Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, we mention other things that are Shtayin Shein Arba, Yedias HaTumo, Yitzias HaShabbos, and Maris Nagon, Maish Nagab Yitzias Shabbos, or Maris Nagon? Why is it then when it comes to Yitzias Shabbos and Maris Nagon, which are both Mishnayis and Shas, Yitzias Shabbos is the first Mishnah in Masechtas Shabbos, and Maris Nagon in Masechtas Nagon, to like to Lulu Kulu, and over there you don't have all of them, meaning if you ever start learning Masechtas Shabbos, maybe not Nagon, but if you ever start learning Masechtas Shabbos, so it's Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayin Shein Arba, and you don't have the whole list, right? You don't have the whole Rishima. So why is it that in Masechtas Shvuas we have the whole Rishima and then we don't have the whole Rishima? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amri Shvuas v'yedias HaTumo, the Gabi Adodi Ksiven, Shvuas v'yedias HaTumo, which in the Torah Shabiksav, are written right next to each other. In fact, if you open up a Parshas Vayikra, they're literally written right next to each other. And not just that, v'damyana HaDodi, they're also similar in that they're both Shayach to Karban Oilu V'yoyred, right? There's only three Averis for which a person brought a Karban Oilu V'yoyred. Two of them are Shvuas Bitoy, which is Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba, and Yedias HaTumah, Tumas Mikdash V'Kodeshav. So being that Shvuas and Yediyas HaTumah have shaykhs to each other. Number one, they're written next to each other in the Torah Shabbat Ksav. Number two, they're both related to the Inyan of Eilav Yoyre. So it would make sense that Tanu Luhu Gabi Adadi, that the Tana would follow the lead of the Torah and say, oh, in the Torah they're written next to each other. And, oh, by the way, they're so meshach shaykhi to each other. So a lot of the halachas that relate to one relate to the other. So it makes sense to learn the two sugyas. Right, you learn one first seder, the other one second seder. This is all related in Yonim. So it makes a lot of sense for these two things to be near each other. No, so we already mentioned two. I did the Tani Tarti. Once you mentioned two, Tani Kulu, we mentioned all of them. But Enochinami, as it relates to Yitzias HaShabbos, Umaris Negon, there's no good reason to mention a second. So there's no good reason to mention a second. So why mention a second? Meaning, Shfuah Shtayim, there's a reason to mention a second. Which second Yitzias HaTumah? Once we mention two, we'll mention them all. But as it relates to Yitzias HaShabbos, there's no reason to mention a second. As it relates to Maris Negon, there's no reason to mention a second. I maybe mention a second because they're all Shtayim Sheinar, but that's not a good enough reason. Therefore, here we have everything there, all we have is whatever relates to that particular sugya. Third thing that we need to address. Pasach b'shvuos u'mefarish yediyos ha'tumah. So why is it that the Masechta starts Shvuos Shtayim? And like we said, until the Mishnah Daf Yotes Amud Beis, we're not really going to be learning Masechta Shvuos. So why, if we started with Masechta Shvuos, are we not mefarish the laws of Shvuos? Why is the Iker Avoid of the next few weeks going to be related to the sugyas of yediyos ha'tumah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because I did the Zutrin Milayu Pasik Sharilu. Being that the sugyas of yediyos ha'tumah are shorter than the sugyos of Shvuas Shtayim, it's for that reason that we do what's quicker to get done, and then afterwards we focus on what's longer, right? So there's really two approaches sometimes. If a person has a longer thing to take care of and a shorter thing to take care of. So some people like to, let's work and focus on the longer thing, and then we'll have it a little bit better, you know, at the end. Or no, let's get the easy stuff over with, and then we'll focus on the Gresser Avoido. Our Tana decided that I did the Zutra Milayu Pasik Sharidhu, right? Literally, Pasik Sharidhu means let's just get past it. And it's for that reason we're focusing on Yediyas HaTumah. Now, by the way, Yediyas HaTumah is not short. As we said, it's almost 19 or so dafin, but it's shorter than Masechta Shvuos. And it's for that reason we're going to handle this first, even though really this is the tuffel. This is not the Iker, and like the Gemara Fier Zayis, Vahad Tani Shvuos, and the Fisha Milayu, after we finish with Yediyas HaTumah, which is Zutra Milayu, then we're going to focus on Shvuos, which is already Nefishin Milayu. Next thing we need to figure out, what do the words Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba even mean? What does Yediyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba mean? What does Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayin Shein Arba mean? What does Maris Negotin Shtayin Shein Arba mean? Next Gemara, Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, what does it even mean? Shtayim is sha'oichal v'shaloi oichal, shehin arba, achalti v'shaloi achalti. So we discussed this already a little bit on that base, but the point is, when we say Shvuos Shtayin Shein Arba, we're talking specifically about Shvuos Bitoy, right? There's a whole bunch of different types of Shvuos in the Torah. We're focusing now, the other Shvuos are to come, but for now, we're focusing on Shvuos Bitoy. What Shvuos Bitoy? Somebody swears he's going to do something or he's not going to do something. If you look in the Torah, so when the Torah talks about your classic Shvuos Bitoy, so the Torah says if a person makes a Shvua, Lahara or Lehetiv. Lahara means to do something bad, literally. Lehetiv means to do something good. But the way Chazal understood Lahara or Lehetiv, it's not so literal, it's more figuratively speaking. And that is, Lehara means to not do something, and Lehetiv means to, yeah, do something. But here's the point, that the two examples that the Torah gives of a Shvuos Bitoy are examples of a person who swears that he's going to do something or he swears that he's not going to do something. What if somebody swears that he did something in the past or he didn't do something in the past? So that's also a Shvuos Bitoy, but that's not Mefurish in the Torah. Because the Torah says, Lahara oy lehetev, which is in the Asad. Says the Gemara, that's what the Tana, the Mishnah means when the Tana said, Shtayim Shein Arba. The Shtayim are the two that are Mefurish in the Torah. Shehein Arba, if you add the other two that are not Mefurish in the Torah, you get a total of four. So how does it play itself out? Again, Shtayim is Sha'oicha v'shaloy oicha. I will eat or I won't eat, all in the future. Shehein Arba, which if you add the two that are not Mefurish, gets you four. And what are the two that are not Mefurish? Achalti v'shaloi achalti, I ate or I didn't eat. So the Shtayim is the two of La'avar. Shehein Arba is the additional two, which are the The shtayim is the asid, and the other two are the two of the avar. Yediyas hatumah shtayim shenaber. What does that mean? Shtayim means yediyas tumas kodesh, v'yediyas tumas mikdash. Shehein arba kodesh u'mikdash. So what's the case of yediyas hatumah? The case is where somebody was tameh and he b'shoigeg either ate kachim or he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you look in the pasuk in the Torah, the Iker Parsha of Yediyas HaTumah is talking about where when the person was a shoigig, the shkaga was that he forgot that he was tameh. So he chaps, he's eating kachem, he realizes that he's entering the Beis HaMikdash, but oops, what's the oops? He didn't realize that he was tameh. Now, the truth is that even though mefurish in the Torah, that is the case of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, but what would be if it was in the reverse, where the person chaps that he's tameh, he just doesn't realize that he's eating kachem, or he doesn't realize that he's eating that he's entering the Beis HaMikdash. Those two would be examples of Yediyas HaTumah, stating that it's not mefurish in the Torah. And that's the Yediyas HaTumah of Shtayim Shein Arba. The Shtayim are the case where the Yediyah was on the Kodesh and the Mikdash. The Halama, when he was a Shoigegon, was the fact that he was tameh. That's mefurish in the Torah. That's the Shtayim Shein Arba. Because really, the other two cases, what would be the other two cases where he chaps that he's tameh, there's just the halama on the kodesh or the mikdash, those are also examples of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. It has the same exact shulchan aruch, but being that it's not mefurish in the Torah, it's for that reason we refer to it as shtayin shein arba. Next case, yitzias Shabbos, shtayin shein arba. So what's the case of yitzias Shabbos? So high level, yitzias Shabbos is referring to the 39th malacha. It's the malacha of haitzah. What does haitzah mean? So midayraisa, what haitzah means, carrying from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. Haitzah could also mean carrying Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. That's a little bit tricky. That's something we spoke a lot about when we learned Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says that being Mavrid Dalet Amos B'Rishus HaRabim is Alocha L'Moishu Misinai, and there's a lot of raid. Is it a Tolda? Is it like a Sif Katan of the Malach of Haitzah, or it's Alocha L'Moishu Misinai? It's its own Indian. But the bottom line is, the classic case of the Malach of Haitzah is where somebody carries Mirshus HaYachal Rishus HaRabim or Mirshus HaRabim Rishus HaYachal. So what does it mean? Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayin, Shein Arba. Says the Gemara, Shtayin, the case of Shtayin is Haitzah the Ani, the Haitzah the Bal Habayis. Now, when we talk about an Ani and a Bal Habayis, and in this context, and again, this is the first Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos, we don't mean literally an Ani versus a Bal Habayis. This has nothing to do with the financial status of the person that's doing the Avera. When we say Ani, it's the proverbial Ani in the sense the person was standing in the Rishus HaRabim. And when we say Bal Habayis, it's again, proverbially, the person was standing in the Rishus HaYachid. Ki'ilu, the visual of the Mishnah of Yitzias HaShtabas is, there's one person standing in the Rishus HaYachid, there's another person standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and tzezamin, they're going to be over the Isser of Haitzah. The person standing in the Rishus HaYachid in this visual is the Bal HaBayis. The person standing in the Rishus HaRabim is the Ani. He's the Araman. Why is the Bal HaBayis in the Rishus HaYachid and the Araman in the Rishus HaRabim? Dibur HaMishnah B'Loshen Oiva, the Araman is knocking on the door, the Bal HaBayis, he's asking him for some money, he's asking him for some food, and there's going to be some Haitzah that's going to play itself out right now, which is a problem. And by the way, there's a little bit of a Chiddush over here, because even though it's happening in the context of a mitzvah, Afilu Hachi, this is going to be an issue. But the bottom line is, what's the Shtayin Shein Arba? So the Shtayin is Haitzah the Ani, V'Haitzah the Bal HaBayis. The Shtayin is Haitzah. What does Haitzah mean? Carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Haitzah literally means to take out. So it's going from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And there's two ways it can go from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. The Ani, who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, could be the Moitzi, or the Bal HaBayis, who's standing in the Rishus HaYachid, could be the Moitzi. Meaning, the Ani, who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, could take something from the Rishus HaYachid and bring it out to him in the Rishus HaRabim. So he knocks on the door, and the Bal HaBayis says, sure, I'll give you some food. And the Ani takes the food from the Rishus HaYachid, he brings it out to him, to the Rishus HaRabim. That's Haitzah the Ani. What would be Haitzah the Bal HaBayis? Where the Bal HaBayis is the one that sticks his hand out with the food and he gives it to the Ani. They're both examples of Haitzah. That is the Shtayim. Why is it two? Because it could be from the standpoint of the Ani who's standing outside, Or it could be from the standpoint of the Balabais who's standing inside. Shehein Arba. What's the Arba? Hachnosa the Ani, Vachnosa the Balabais. Because it's Lav Dafka Hitsa, Hachnosa as well. Because again, it doesn't matter really if you're taking it from the Rosh Hashayachit to the Rosh Hashayachit, which is Hitsa, or if you take it from the Rosh Hashayachit to the Rosh Hashayachit. So just like you have the Hitsa, the Ani, and the Hitsa, the Balabais, so too you have the Hachnosa of the Ani, and you have the Hachnosa of the Balabais. Now, why is this broken down as Shtayin Shein Arba, right? The Shtayin Shein Arba up until this point, the Shfuah Shtayin Shein Arba, or Yediyas Atum Shtayin Shein Arba, was based on the fact that Shtayim are Mefurish in the Torah, and the other two are not Mefurish in the Torah. What about as it relates to Hoitzah? The answer is that really there is a remez in the Torah to the Isser Hoitzah on Shabbos, and when the Torah mentions that Isser, it mentions it in the context of Hoitzah, as opposed to the context of Hachnasa. It says, Al Yetze Ishmim Koimoy Chazal Darshan Al Yoitzi, but it's talking specifically about Hoitzah. And being that it's talking specifically about Hoitzah, so therefore, again, it fits into this category of a Shtayim Shein Arba. Shtayim that are Mefurish in the Torah, and Shtayim that are not Mefurish in the Torah. The truth is, the whole idea that Hoitzah is even mentioned in the Torah is a little bit of a chiddush, because we know the Lamatas Malachis are not mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. How do we know the Lamatas Malachis? Dumi de Malach Samishka. But Hoitzah is different, it's a Malach Gerua. More about that, Be'ezer Hashem in the coming Dafin. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, you want to know what it means, Yitzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, the Shtayim is Hoitzah. Why is it Shtayim, Oni and Bal HaBayis? Shein Arba is Hachna, again, Oni and Bal HaBayis. And finally, Maris Negom, Shtayim Shein Arba. What does it mean, Maris Negom, that are Shtayim Shein Arba? Shtayim is referring to Seis Ubaheres. These are two types of Negot, Shein Arba, Seis V'tol Doisa, Baheres V'tol Doisa. The point is that just like there's the Iker Nega, but the Negom also have Toldois, and it's the Toldois that are not Mefurish in the Torah, but it's those Toldois that are going to be considered the Shehein Arba. Bottom line, what was the next thing that the Gemara addressed? What are all these Shtayin Shein Arbas even? So Shfuah Shtayin Shein Arba means, in Shfuah's Bitoy, there's two types of Shfuahs, both in the Asid, Lahara, Ulahetiv, which the Gemara defines as Sha'oicha V'Shaloyoichal, Shein Arba, because really in the Avar, Achalti V'Shaloyoichalti, even though it's not Mefurish in the Torah, is also considered a case of Shfuah's Bitoy. What's the idea? Satum Shtayin Shein Arba, Mefurish in the Torah, Tumas Mikdash V'Kaldashav, is where the Halama was on the Tumah of a Shein Arba through Droshes Chazal, we know that it's true, even if the Halama was on the Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Yitzias HaShabah Shtayim Shein Arba, the Shtayim is Hoitzah, why too, from the Ani or from the Baal Vaitz's perspective, Shein Arba, that's Hachnasa, and Maris Negon Shtayim Shein Arba, the Shnayim is the Seis Ubaheres, Shein Arba are the Toldois of the Seis and the Toldois of the Baheres, respectively. Next question that we need to deal with. Mani Masnisin, Fake the Gemara Kasha. I don't know who the Tan of our Mishnah is. In fact, not only do I not know who the Tan of the Mishnah is, I have a little bit of a problem. Loi Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Rabbi Akiva. L'chair, it can't be Rabbi Shmuel, and it can't be Rabbi Akiva. So what's the background to the Gemara's Kasha? The background is really two Mishnayas coming up later in the Masechta. The first, we're going to go backwards, is a Mishnah on Daf Chof Hei Amir Aleph. The Mishnah over there brings a Shitas Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol, Loimer Rabbi Yishmol said, Einoi Chayev Elo Al Ha'asad Lavoi. The only time a person is Chayev Shfuah's Bitoy is if the Shfuah was La'asad Lavoi. Shenemar, Lahara Oy Lahetiv. But if it's on the Avar, not. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told him, it's not the case. In other words, there's another Mishnah that's going to address this inyan of Shfuah's Bitoy, La'asid u La'avar, and in that Mishnah, it's a Machloikis Tanot. It's a Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. In fact, in that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says what we have in our Mishnah, but Rabbi Shmuel's Chaylik. Rabbi Shmuel says, Einoi Chayiv Ela La'asid Lavi. Right? Why is that being Chaylik in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah said, Shfuah Shtayin Shein Arba, and the Shtayin means Asid, Shein Arba means Avar. Rabbi Shmuel says, Mefurish, Einu Chayiv Ela Ala Asid Lavi. In other words, our Mishnah, Shfuah Shtayin Shein Arba, doesn't stem with Rabbi Shmuel, it's clearly Rabbi Akiva. There's another Mishnah. This Mishnah is on Daf Yudal Ramabes, is in the Sugis of Yediyas HaTomo, and the Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Shmuel Loimar, it says, V'nelam, V'nelam, Shtei Pomim, L'chayev Al-Helam, Tomav Al-Helam Mikdash. Being that it says V'nelam twice in the Torah, I know from there that it doesn't matter if the Halama, the Shkoga, was on the Toma, or if the Halama was on the Mikdash V'Kadashav, either way, you're going to be Chayev Karbonai L'Yoy. And you know who's Chaylik over there? Rabbi Akiva is Chaylik over there. If that's the case, we have a little bit of a problem here, right? This is not just a mani mas nisan. And it's not just Loi Rabbi Yishmol v'Loi Rabbi Akiva. We seem to have a little bit of a steer here. Because the Mishnah that says Shvu Shtayin Shein Arba, that Mishnah is clearly Shitas Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah later on Daf Chofei Amar Aleph. And when the Mishnah says Yediyas Atum Shtayin Shein Arba, it's clearly Shitas Rabbi Yishmol on the Mishnah on Daf Yadal Amabes. And in both Machloikisin, it's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Shvu Shtayin Shein Arba is Rabbi Akiva and Nisht Rabbi Yishmol. And Yediyas Atum Shtayin Shein Arba is Rabbi Yishmol and Nisht Rabbi Akiva. If that's the case, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? It can't be Rabbi Yishmol, because the first halacha of the Mishnah doesn't stem with Rabbi Yishmol. And it can't be Rabbi Akiva, because the second halacha of the Mishnah doesn't stem with Rabbi Akiva. Now, not to give it away, but spoiler alert, the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf, it's not Rabbi Yishmol, it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi. And Rabbi held like Rabbi Yishmol in one halacha, and he held like Rabbi Akiva in another halacha. But until the Gemara gets there, bizin grechmet, we're going to go through a whole daf Gemara here. Says the Gemara, Mani mas nisin, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yishmol, loi Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara speaks out, Ei Rabbi Yishmol, this is Rabbi Yishmol, ome ini chayv ala lasalavai. Rabbi Yishmol holds that as it relates to Shavuos, bitu yonli chayv on lasalavai. And our Mishnah said Shavuos, shtayim shein arba, which we just explained means shtayim on the lasalavai, but also shtayim on the other. And Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to tell me the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, ha'amir Rabbi Akiva said, al helim tumah hu chayv, yichayv a helim tumah v'ini chayv al helim mikdash, b'ina chayv a helim mikdash. Which then means that the second part of the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva. So, afraid the Gemara, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Enver the Gemara. Iba yisem Rabbi Yishmol, Iba yisem Rabbi Akiva. If you want, you can make the Mishnah work with Rabbi Yishmol. If you want, you can make the Mishnah work with Rabbi Akiva. How so? Iba yisem Rabbi Yishmol. If you want, you can make the Mishnah work with Rabbi Yishmol. Okay, what's the problem with the Mishnah being Rabbi Yishmol? Shvur, Shtein, Shein, Harber doesn't stem with Rabbi Yishmol. No, what you'll say is, Mehen Lechiyov, Umehen Leftor. We assume that when the Mishnah says Shvur, Shtein, Shein, Harber, it means that Shtayim, La'asad Lavoi, and Avar are all one and the same. They have the same exact Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't stem with Rabbi Yishmol. So, Gemara, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Shvu Shtayim Shein Arba means Mehen L'chiyev, two of the four is L'chiyev, but the other two of the four is really going to be L'ptor. Meaning, maybe you're talking not Chayev for Avar. Maybe you're only Chayev for La'asad Lavoi. Now, let's just work this through a little bit. If you're not chayav for the avar, so then why are we even talking about it? What's shtayin, shein, arba, it's shtayin. The other two, you're potter. So it's the bottom toisus on the omid. And toisus says, you'll have to say that when the Mishnah says, shvu, shtayin, shein, arba, what it means is that two are aser with all the pitchavkas, with the chiyuvim, as opposed to the other two are aser, but without the chiyuvim. So when Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah Daf Chofei that you only chayv on the Asad Lavoi, he means in the chayv. He means the oil of a yoyred, etc. Right? That you're only going to have on the Asad Lavoi. A bit aser it is going to be. And when the Mishnah says Shvu Shtayin Shein Arba and Chanami, it doesn't mean all four lechiyev. It means two lechiyev and the other two potter. A bit lemaisa aser. There's no stira. Right, Rabbi Shmuel only said in the Mishnah Daf Chafei that you don't have the chiyuvim. Our Mishnah never said you do have the chiyuvim. Our Mishnah means leptor. So why are we talking about it? Because it's al kaponim asa, and there's no stira to that from the Mishnah later. Says the Rabbi Yisema, once we go down this road, you could say Rabbi Akiva. You could say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And again, mehen lechiyuv u mehen leptor. The first halacha of the Mishnah, Shua, Shtayin, Shein, Arba, is good according to Rabbi Akiva. The second, Yediyas Atoma, Shtayin, Shein, Arba, how does that work according to Rabbi Akiva? Didn't Rabbi Akiva say you don't bring an oil of a yard? It's true, Yitaka don't bring an oil of a yard. No one ever said you bring an oil of a yard. So what then does the Mishnah mean when it says Shtayin, Shein, Arba? It means you need a kapara, you did something wrong. And by the way, Toy says, even though you were a shaykig, doesn't matter, shaykig also needs kapara. And that's all it means. All it means is that you need some sort of kapara. But the point is, the Gemara says, it's true, at first glance, the Mishnah doesn't seem to shim with Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah doesn't seem to stem with Rabbi Akiva, but really, after further review, it looks like we can make it work, because who said that the Shtayin Shein Arba or Lechiyev, maybe it's Mehen Lechiyev and Mehen Leptor, but the Gemara says it doesn't work. You know why? Because Adumi Demaris Negam Ketani Lechura, all four cases of the Mishnah would seem to be the same, right? We're lumping them all together, and the Shtayin Shein Arba should all be the same. So let's look at Maris Nagam. Ma hasam kulu l'chiyuva, afachinami kulu l'chiyuva. Maris Nagam, all four are the same. Right? It's told the same kayoitzavan. So the toldus of the seis and the baharis is literally like the seis and the baharis. And if that's the case, there the shtayin shein arba means that they're all one and the same. And if they mean there that they're all one and the same, then l'chayra, as it relates to shvuah shtein shein arba, yediyas hatumah shtein shein arba, it should also mean all one and the same. So the Gemara says, I hear, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's take another stab at it. Lo'ilim Rabbi Yishmael, I'm going to tell you the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. And although it's true that Rabbi Shmuel was not Mechayev L'Sha'avar, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah Daf Kafei. That's only Karban. He's only not Mechayev Karban L'Sha'avar. Avon Malkus, Chiyuvim Mechayev. But as it relates to Malkus, for that you are going to be Chayev. So I just want to come up for breath mid-sentence for 1 second. I think it's Kedai to precap this next Gemara. And that is, says the Gemara, you're right. You have to say that all four of the Shtayin Shein Arbas are Bechodah Machto Machtino, right? You have to say that they're all really one and the same. Okay, if that's the case, we're back to square one. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Le Rabbi Shmuel, Le Rabbi Akiva, Zok to Gemara, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the problem with saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel? The first halacha of the Mishnah, Shvu Shtayin Shein Arba, right? Doesn't stim with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said Mefurish that you're not Chayev. Zok to Gemara. When we said that Rabbi Shmuel said you're not Chayev, what it means is you're not Chayev, the carbon oil of a Yoyret. It's halacha in the carbon that's associated with Shvu's Bitoy. But Malkus, for being over the lav of Shvuah, that already you are going to have. So really, Shtayin Shein Arba is L'chiyuv. It's not Mehen L'chiyuv, Mehen L'ptor. Shtayin Shein Arba is really going to be 100% L'chiyuv, and that's what it means when we say Shvuas Shtayin Shein Arba. Meaning, Enochanami. Maris Nagam is Kulon L'chiyuv. Yitzias HaShabbos is Kulon L'chiyuv. Yidiyas Atoma, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Kulon L'chiyuv. This is also Kulon L'chiyuv. Rabbi Shmuel says not. Rabbi Shmuel said not that there's no Chiyuv Karban. But he didn't say that there's no Malkus. Malkus there is going to be. At the end of the day, you violated a Shvuah. And if you violated a Shvuah, you can get Malkus. And that's what's going on over here. You are going to be Chayiv Malkus. Now the truth is, it's just Kedai to work this through Baal Peh. So basically, what we're saying now is that when the Mishnah says Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, it's not talking about the Inyan Karban Oil of a Yoyret. What it's talking about is the Inyan Malkus. So what's the Mishnah saying? If a person says Shvuah She'oichel V'loy Oichel, Malkus. Shvuah She'loy Oichel V'ochel, Malkus. Shvuah She'ochelti, when it wasn't really true, Malkus. Shvuah She'loy Ochelti, when it wasn't true, Malkus. So let's go through each one. Shvuah shaloi oichal va'ochal. Right, person makes a shvuah, I'm not going to eat, and then he eats. Malkus. That's pashit, right? You violate your shvuah, it's an issur in the Torah. You violate it by eating. It's pashit that you should be chayav malkus. Why not? It checks off every single box in the world that a person needs to check off in order to be chayav malkus. Right, it's a lav sheish by mice, it's not a lav shenit the glase, it's not a lav shenit lazarus mises bez, and it's pashit, right? There's no reason that there shouldn't be malkus. What about shvuah she'ochalti, or shvuah she'loi ochalti, when it wasn't true? Malkus? Why would you get malkus? L'chayra, that's lav shein by mice. Now you are over the issur shvuah, which is very chomer, but it's a lav shein by ma'isa. So the answer is, the Gemara is going to say, that Rava said a chiddush, that we know that if someone makes a shvuah shav, he gets malkus. Even though a shvuah shav is also a lav shein by ma'isa, but a shvuah shav, you get malkus, and it's learned out from the fact that it says, ki lo yinake Hashem, Hashem hu de lo yinake av bezden malkanoisa. Right? That's a halacha. It also says in the parasha of shvuah shav, the word shav an extra time. And from the extra mention of shav, we say, im enoi inyin le shvuah shav, Tneu inyan l'shvuah sheker. And that's how we know if a person makes a shvuah sheker, this was Rava's chiddush, he's going to get malkus. Oh, so you can make that work also. Meaning, aliba de Rava, shvuah she'ochalti v'shaloi achalti, if it's a shvuah sheker, you can get malkus. Ah, it's a lav shein by ma'isa. Ah, it's not a problem because by shvuah sheker, because of the riboy in the parish of shvuah shav, we're, even though it's lav shein by ma'isa, you get malkus because k'lo yinak Hashem, avol bezden malkinoise, umenakinoise, so therefore you're going to get malkus. The thing that would need to be figured out at this point, Baal Peh, is what about if a person makes a shvuah she'oichal v'loi ochal? That's not a shvuah sheker. He didn't swear falsely. At the time that he swore, maybe he was going to keep a shvuah. And when he violated his shvuah, how did he violate it? By not eating, which is a lav shein by ma'isa. So again, just to set it up a little bit, the Gemara is going to work through all of this, but I think this was kedai. And that is, the Gemara is coming now and saying that lo'olam uzatan levish Rabbi Yishmael. And really, shtayin shein arba means l'chiv, just like it means by all the other things. Just talking through it, how would you have malkus? So shvuah shaloi oichal va'ochal is easy. Shvuah she'ochalti v'shaloi oichalti, if you have the idea of shitas rava, it's also easy. Shvuah That's a little bit hard, and that the Gemara is going to have to figure it out. Either way, says the Gemara. Again, three lines from the top. And it's true, Rabbi Shmuel is not mechayev l'sha'avar, but that's only carbon. Avol Malkus, as it relates to Malkus, chiyuv and mechayev, daddy was already mechayev. And by the way, says the Gemara, if you want to make this teretz work, you're going to have to say kedir rava. What's rava? Amar rava, feirish ribs a teretz shvua sheker, dum yudish shvua shop. That the Torah was marba, that shvua sheker should be like shvua shop. Where was the Torah marba? Because the Torah mentioned the word shav twice in the parasha shvua shop. And mashav l'sha'avar, just like shav l'sha'avar, you get Malkus, even though it's lav shame by ma'isav sheker, nami l'sha'avar. So too, when it comes to shvua sheker, so too, you're going to get Malkus. So what is the Gemara mean when it says okay, the Rava? So Rashi explains the Gemara is bavarni what we just spoke out, right? The Gemara is bavarni. Malkus, it's a lav shame by mai. So the answer is no, Rava is going to be the teretz. But the Gemara says, one second, we didn't explain it fully. Gemara is literally going to say everything we spoke out. Bishlem achalti v'lo achalti. Bishlem in the two cases of shvus sheker, which are the cases of the avar. I understand how you can get Malkus k'derava. In the case where a person swore that he's not kidding and then he ate, I understand that also because lav she'esh by maisu. How are you going to explain that fourth one? Mamash the kasha we spoke at. And for the Gemara, so Rabbi Shmuel, lav she'esh by maisu. That's not so hard. We just finished learning Masechtas Makkos. We know that even though lav she'esh by maisu in loikanov, not everybody holds that way. And there are shitas that all lav she'esh by maisu loikanov. Zok the Gemara, no problem. Chalk up Rabbi Shmuel as another such tana. Rabbi Shmuel holds lav she'esh by Maisa Loikinov. By the way, the Rishonim say, if Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shem by Maisa Loikinov, you don't have to come on to Rav anymore. You don't have to come on to Rav. Why? Ochalti v'lo yochalti. You're going to get Malkus because of the extra mention of the word Shav. Avifol, Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shem by Maisa Loikinov, so then it's going to be good. Right? This seems to be a very, very good teretz. We couldn't figure out who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Mari Mas Nisan. It wasn't just an open-ended question. Loi Rabbi Shmuel, v'loi Rabbi Akiva. That wasn't either open-ended because we have a stira. One halach is Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Shmuel. The other halach is Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara said Loilam Rabbi Shmuel, and the Mishnah means Leinyan Malkus. And what emerges is that Rabbi Shmuel also holds Lav Shein by Maisa Loikinah. But the Gemara says Ihachi. If everything that we just said is true, kashad Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Avastira in Rabbi Yochanan. This is like a zaitig akasha. Meaning, if everything that you're saying is true, you should know avastira in Rabbi Yochanan. What's the stira? Dom Rabbi Yochanan. We know Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is aloch k'stam mishnah. Right? This sheet is Rabbi Yochanan throughout Shas. Rabbi Yochanan holds aloch k'stam mishnah v'itmar. Yet we learned shvua sha'oichal kikur zwa yoim. If somebody makes a shvua, then I'm going to eat this kikur today. V'avra yoim v'lo yochanan. Then the day passed and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan reishlokish dami travai. And like Rabbi Yochanan reishlokish both said that you don't get malchus. By the way, if this Gemara sounds familiar, it's because we just learned this Gemara together. Makis daf tez vavam edeshain. Emo, we learned this Gemara together. And the sugya bitloy vidloy bitloy kaimoy vidloy kaimoy. This was not an easy Gemara. But either way, says the Gemara that if somebody makes a shvur, then I'm going to eat this kikar today. And then the day passed, he didn't eat it. He violated the shvur. But Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish both said there's no malchus. Rabbi Yechon, I mean, like Rabbi Yechon says, you don't get malchus from the have a lav shein by maisa. Because although he violated the shvur, had he violated the shvur by not eating, it's a lav shein by maisa. The chol lav shein by maisa ain't like enough. Rabbi Shlokish, I mean, like Rabbi Shlokish says, he doesn't get malchus because asra is safiki. Because in order to get malchus, you have to have asra. And any asra that this person would have gotten would have been in a hasra safik. Asra safik, loishma asra. And asra safik is not considered asra. Why would it be asra safik? Or even before that, what is Hasra Safik? Hasra Safik means that if somebody gives somebody Hasra because he's doing something that seems a little suspicious, but he doesn't know for sure that what the person is doing is wrong, or it's not 100% certain that this Maisa is a Maisa that could be it is, could be it's not, maybe it will be a Gloy Muslim afraid that it was, but right now it's not certain that what he's doing is wrong. The man Dama that holds Asra, Safik, Loi Shema Asra, holds the Hasra, Hesnishkain Asra. And being that you need Asra in order to get Malkus, this person will never be able to get Malkus. If you hold Asra, Safik, Shema Asra, then it's fine. You can give the person Asra on the tzad that what he's doing is wrong. Reish Lakish holds that Shvua, Sha'ichal Kikazua, Yem, Avra, Yem, Layach, is Asra, Safik. And the reason is because when did you give the Asra? You gave it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What did you tell him? You told the person, you know, you have to eat. I'll eat in an hour from now. Lav dafka mean not eating now means that I'm violating my shvuah. It's a case of asra safik loy shma asra. So again, if a person makes a shvuah shaychal kikus va'ayim va'abayim v'layachal, Rabbi Yehoshua Shavuot Shabbos said there's no malchus. Rabbi Yehoshua said koslav shem v'may saying like you know. Rabbi Shmuel said kos asra safik loy shma asra. What do you see? You see that Rabbi Yehoshua's shita is that lav shem by ma'isa ain't like you know. What's the kasha? If our mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel and our mishnah that says shvuah shtayin she'nabim means in your malchus, then it's going to emerge that the time of the mishnah has to hold lav she'im by maisa like an olive, because one of the shtayin she'narbe is shvua she'oichal v'loy ochal, and that's lav she'im by maisa. And if you get malchus, so we have a problem again. If the mishnah meant carbon oil v'yair has no shaychus lav she'im by maisa like an olive, but if the mishnah is l'inyan malchus, then it's a stam mishnah that holds lav she'im by maisa like an olive. So how could Rabbi Yochanan hold lav she'im by maisa ain't like an olive? Rabbi Yochanan always passes like stam mishnah, which would mean Rabbi Yochanan has to hold lav she'im by maisa like an olive. Yeah, we know Rabbi Yochanan sheet and chas is that lav she'im by maisa ain't like an olive. And for the Gemara, you're right, it's a good kasha. Rabbi Yochanan holds halachic stam mishnah, and our mishnah is a stam mishnah of lav she'im by maisa like an olive. How could that be? Because Rabbi Yochanan stam achrina ashka. Because Rabbi Yochanan had another stam mishnah. Meaning, this is not the only stam mishnah in the world. And it's also not the only stam mishnah in the world that talks about lav she'im by maisa. Whether like an olive or ain't like an olive. Rabbi Yochanan had another stam mishnah, and he paskin like the other stam mishnah. In other words, we're going to find now another stam mishnah that says lav she'im by maisa ain't like an olive, and Rabbi Yochanan prefers that stam mishnah. The Gemara says, hi, stam. Where is this other stam mishnah? Maybe it's the following mishnah, the Tanan. We learned in a mishnah, and this mishnah is a Masechtas Psachim. If somebody leaves over meat from the carbon Pesach, that was tahar. Or the hashuiver b'tameh, if somebody breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that was tameh in a loikas arbam, you don't get malchus. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam hashuiver b'tameh. I understand why if somebody breaks the bone of a carbon pesach that was tameh, you don't get malchus. Even though really the etzem leisishbru bay is alive in the Torah, but if it's tameh, I know why you don't get malchus. The chesiv, because it says the etzem leisishbru bay, and from the word bay we learn the kash of a leib apostle, that the only time you get malchus as if it was kosh and not if it was possible. Why is it if somebody is over the iser noisa, which is also a lav in the Torah, like simon menuad biker? So why don't you get malchus? Probably because it's lav shem b'maisa. V'chol lav shem b'maisa ain't like an olive. And this is a stam mishnah to us. You have a mafurish, a stam mishnah that says lav shem b'maisa ain't like an olive. You want to know why Rabbi Yochanan would pass lav shem b'maisa ain't like an olive? Either is a stam mishnah that says lav shem b'maisa like an olive, because there's another stam mishnah, and this stam mishnah says lav shem b'maisa ain't like an olive. What is this now? Mishnah, if someone's over the iser noiser of a carbon pesach, you don't get malchus, probably because you do it without a maisa. A lot of chain by maisa. Ain't like it, but the Gemara says, the Rabbi Yaakov, how do you know that that's not Mishnah is going according to the Tana Rabbi Yaakov, the Omar who holds that the reason you don't get malchus for the iser noiser of the carbon pesach is because it's a lot of chain by maisa and ain't like it all. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Tana of this Tana Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, umishum the bar, kosav litanase achaloisa, say, and the reason you don't get malchus for the iser noiser of the carbon pesach is for a different reason. It's because it's a lav shenita class A. What is this Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda? Where is this even coming from? The Tanya, because we learned in Hebrew, says in the Torah, regarding the carbon pesach, and then it says, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah put an assay immediately after the lois assay, loimer to teach us she ain't loikin all the Rabbi Yehuda. They don't get malchus if you're over the iser noisa by the carbon pesach. Rabbi Yaakov said loimer Hashem was there. That's not the reason you don't get malchus if you're over the iser noisa by the carbon pesach. Ella, the reason there's no malchus is mishum dahavale lav she ain't by maisa, because lav she ain't by maisa, but lav she ain't by maisa ain't loikin all. But what do you see from it? It's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. Why it is you don't get malchus for the iser noisa of the carbon pesach? Now the mishnah said you don't get malchus. It's not muchach, however, that the Tana in the mishnah holds that the reason you don't get malchus is because it's a lav shein by maisa. Maybe the Tana in the mishnah holds that the reason you don't get malchus is because it's a lav shenitek laaseh. The point is, it's not necessarily a stam mishnah of lav shein by maisa ain't like an olive. And by the way, it's actually geschmack to say that it's not a stam mishnah of lav she'im by maisa ain't like an olive, because we just said our mishnah seems to be a stam mishnah of lav she'im by maisa, yeah, like an olive. But the bottom line is, okay, what was the catch? If our mishnah is liyam malchus, it means a stam mishnah of lav she'im by maisa ain't like like an olav. So Rabbi Yochanan always passes like Stam Mishnah. Why is his shita that lav shein b'maisa ain't like an olav? So the Gemara says it's true. It is a Stam Mishnah lav shein b'maisa like an olav. Rabbi Yochanan always passes like Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan had another Stam Mishnah. He had a Stam Mishnah that said lav shein b'maisa ain't like an olav. Question is, where is that Stam Mishnah? So we thought it's a Stam Mishnah regarding noisa of the carbon pesach. But the Gemara said there's certainly no hachrich to say that. The Gemara says you're right. Ella haistam ashkach. He found a different Stam Mishnah. What's the Stam Mishnah? So this is a Mishnah coming up. Likamon here in Masech Tishvuah. Shvuah shalei oichal kikar zuah. If somebody makes a shvuah, shvuah is bito. I will not eat this kikar. And then he says it again. Some tzveitamal. Shvuah shalei oichlen. So he made the same shvuah twice, right? The same shvuah and the same kikar two times. But ochlen, he eats it. Ein oichayev ela achas. So the halacha is that is only going to be chayev one. And the Mishnah says, Zui shvuah bitoy. This is an example of a shvuah bitoy. Shechayov and alzdoin amakis val shigigasa carbon oil of a yard. This is an example of a shvuah bitoy where you're going to be chayev if you do it, if you violate a b'meis in malkis, and if you violate a b'shoigig, a carbon oil of a yard. Now, why this? Meaning, as opposed to what? Zuhi says the Gemara, probably the chayov and alzdoin amakis. Right? The Zuhi is referring to if you violate a b'meis, you're going to be chayv makis. And it's tafkin in this case. As opposed to what? Aval oichel, v'lo yochel. If a person will make a shvuah that I'm going to eat and he doesn't eat, loy lucky. Over there, you're not going to get makis. Probably why? Because it's a lav she'en by maisa. What do you see from here? Lav she'en by maisa ain't like an olav. And this is a stam mishnah. That's why Rabbi Yechon paskins lav she'en by maisa ain't like an olav. It's true, Rabbi Yechon olav stam mishnah. It's true, our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, the Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav. Why then does Rabbi Yechonah Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Loikin Olav? Because he had another Stam Mishnah. Where's the Stam Mishnah? It's later in the Masechta, where it's Mavur, that Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Loikin Olav, and he preferred to Paskin like the other Stam Mishnah. Freit the Gemara, one last obvious question. Mechdi, Haistam of a Haistam. They're both Stam Mishnahs. My Chazi, the Ovid Ki Haistam, La Ovid Ki Haistam. Right, had Rabbi Yechonah know to be Machriya between the two Stam Mishnahs. This is a Stam Mishnah, Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav. That's the Stam Mishnah, Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Loikin Olav. So how do you know which Stam Mishnah the Paskin likes? So the Gemara says, well, Litamech, according to you, meaning you the Maksha that thinks that's a good question. Let's be honest. According to you, Rebbe Gufi. How do you understand Rebbe? Heichi Sosam Lon Hacha Hachi, V'Hacha Hachi. How could Rebbe contradict himself so blatantly in the same Masechta? Eli, you have to say, Mikara Snav Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav. Rebbe first held Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav. And that's why he's going through the Mishnayas. Shvuah Shtayin Shein Arba, Alibit Rabbi Shmuel, Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav. V'Sosma, that's why he made it a Stam Mishnah. And then afterwards, Rebbe said, you know something? On second thoughts, I think Lav She'en B'Maisa ain't Loikin Olav. V'Hodah Sovar ain't Loikin Olav. V'Sosma. So he went ahead and he made a new Stam Mishnah. But once he had already put the first Mishnah in place, Mishnah Loizazavim Kamer, right? This is a little Klalei Ashas. But once he already put the first Mishnah in place, he didn't want to take it out. He left it there already, and that's how we end up with two Mishnayos that seemingly so blatantly contradict each other. The Teretz is because there's a before and there's an after. The before Rebbe held Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav. The after is Rebbe held Lav She'en B'Maisa is what? Is Ein Loikin Olav, right? Why would you assume it's in that? Because that's the order that it's written. So you see for sure Rebbe held what he wrote second, in his mind second. So ultimately, Rebbe held Lav She'en B'Maisa Ein Loikin Olav. So Rabbi Yechon is looking at these two Stam Mishnayos, and he's learning it up. He's saying, well, listen, what was going on here? What was Rebbe's thought process? Lav She'en B'Maisa Loikin Olav, Ein Loikin Olav. Oh, he must have first thought this, but then he was Chayzer. So obviously, which one of the Stam Mishnayos was Rabbi Yechon going to Paskin like? The Chazara. That's easy. For that reason, Rabbi Yechon and Paskin, that Lav She'en B'Maisa is Ein Loikin Olav. So just to recap, again, we just took care of some technical work that needed to be taken care of before we get into all the sugyas here. But number one, you know, why are we even learning Masechta Shavuos? Number two, just because Shavuos is Shtayin Shein Arba, does that mean we have to mention all the things that are also Shtayin Shein Arba? Number three, if the Masechta Shavuos and the reason we're even mentioning Yedias HaTumah, etc. is because of Shavuos, so why are we talking about Shavuos last? Shouldn't we talk about Shavuos first? Number four, what does Shtayin Shein Arba even mean? Number five, Mani Masnisen, Loi Rabbi Yishmael, V'Loi Rabbi Akiva. So now we had a little bit of an Eitzah. And by the way, we're still in the middle of the Cheshvan. It's very much going to segue into tomorrow's daf. And as of now, the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. What does it mean? Shtayin Shein Arba. It means L'inyin Malkus. A huge chiddush that emerges is Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Ol, which the Gemara took the cue and went into this Geshmaka digression and said, one second, if there's a Stam Mishnah that holds Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Ol, it should be Shittas Rabbi Yechanan. We know Rabbi Yechanan Shittas is not the way the Teretz is. It's true. Right here, Rabbi was Soysim the Mishnah Lav Shein by Maisa Loikin Ol. Ain't liking all of, but he's going to be chayzer in a couple of weeks. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like the chazara of Rabbi, as opposed to the hashkafa rishoina of Rabbi. But as it relates to raid, so the Gemara said right in the beginning of the daf, it's the very first Gemara Masechta Shavuos. Mechti tanu mimakis solik maishna the tonish voice, and the Gemara gave such a shocking response. Nishum the Tony Chayev al Roish Tayim, Achas Mikan, Val Hazokin, Shtayim Mikan, Vishtayim Mikan, Vachas Momato, which are Chod the Machayev al Tarti, Tonu Shvu, Shtayim Shein Arba, because it follows along the same signon. As if to say, the reason we're learning Masechta Shavuos now is because of the Mishnah that we learned together only a couple of days ago in Daf Yoimi, Makis Daf Chav, which discussed the Isra of Leisakifu Pas Roishchem and the Isra of Hashchosas Zaka, which are inyonim of Chod de Mechayev Alotarti. So, Me'inyon Le'inyon, not so much, but it's an Indian. We go and we digress to the laws of Shavuos, it's a Tumma, it's a Shabbos, a Maris Nagam, because they all fit that same geshmak nusach of Achashi Shtayim, or Achashi Chomesh, or Shtayin Shein Arba. It's interesting, if you take a look at Tosfos right here on the page, there's a huge Tosfos on that Beis Amid Beis, and equally as long Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, where Tosfos gets very much into the sugya of Leisakifu Pas Roishchem and into the sugya of Hashchas HaZaken. In fact, it's not only Tosfos. If you look at all the Rishonim, there's two places in Shas that the Rishonim deal at great length with the Isser for a person to cut his payas and for the Isser for a person to be Mashchas HaZaken. One is in Makis Tav Chav, which is the Iker sugya, and the other is right here. Two places in Shas where the Rishonim felt that this is a place to learn Be'iyun, the sugya of the Isser for a yid to cut his payas, and the sugya for the Isser for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin. So just following the lead of the Rishonim, I would like, over the next few days, starting today and then tomorrow, we'll really get into it. And that is, just talk a little bit about the Isser Loisakifu Pas Roichem, and a little bit about the Isser of Loi Sashches Paskoncho, the Isser of Peis HaRosh, and the Isser of Hashchos HaZaken. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk a little bit about the Isser Peis, and then tomorrow, like I said, we'll really get into it. And we'll talk about beards and halacha, which, of course, is a fascinating, fascinating topic. But as it relates to the Isser of Loi Sakifu Pas Roshchem, two ha'aras. So everyone knows that the Mishnah in Masechtas Makis, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, says that as it relates to the Isser in the Torah for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin, Einoi Chayiv Ad Sheyitlenu Besar. You only Chayiv if you cut your beard with a sar. A sar in Yiddish is a gul meser, right? In English, it's a razor. So the only time there's an Isser for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin, if he does so with a razor. The Makar to the Mishnah, the Gemara says, and Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph is a Braisa. The Torah mentions the Isser for a person to be Mashkes Hizokin twice. It says, Upas Sekonom Lo Yigalechu. That's a Pasuk in Parashas Emor, talking specifically to the Kayanim. And it says in Parashas Kedoshim, Lo Yisashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha. So one time it says, Upas Sekonom Lo Yigalechu. The other time it says, Lo Yisashkes Eis Pas Sekonecha. It says, Tanu Rabbanon, Upas Sekonom Lo Yigalechu. Yocha, you would think, Afilu Gilcha B'Misperayim Yechayim, that if a person would cut his beard with scissors, he would be Chayim. Talmud Loimar. So the Torah said, Loi Sashchis is Pasikonecha. Loi Sashchis means you can't be Mashchis it. If you just trim it with a scissor, that's not Hashchis. Now, if Loi Sashchis had it said, Loi Sashchis is Pasikonecha, Yochel, I would have thought that in Liktoi bim Melakit Urehitne Yechayev, that if a person would use any tool in the world, right, a tool that craftsmen used to use, right, you take a lawnmower, I don't know, you take a tool that's not meant for shaving, you would think you'd be Chayev as well, because you were Mashchis is Pasikonecha. Talmud Loi Marit says Lo Yigalecho. No, it says a Lashon of Giluach, which means it has to be something that's technically shaving. Okay, so how do you reconcile it, right? Meaning, is it Giluach or is it Ashchasa? Says the Gemara, it has to be a Giluach Sheyesh Bo Ashchasa. It has to be that the implement that you use to shave your beard checks off both of these boxes. Hevi Yomer, what's an example of a Giluach Sheyesh Bo Ashchasa? Zetar. It's the Gulmeser, and that's how you know that the Isser of Ashchas Zokin is Dafka with a razor. So again, it says twice in the Torah, the Isser for a person to be Mashchas Zokin. It says, Upas Sekonim Lo Yigalechu, and it says, Lo Yisashchas Eis Pasagonecha. And really, the word Yigalechu and the word Lo Yisashchas are not the same word. Yigalechu means to shave. Sashchas means to destroy. But they're both true. So says the Gemara, okay, Tzad. It has to be Giluach Sheyesh by Hashchasa. And what's an example of a Giluach Sheyesh by Hashchasa Zetar? What is it not? It's not a Misparayim, because Misparayim is a Giluach, right? Barbers use scissors, but it doesn't involve Hashchasa. It's also not the Malakit Urehitni, these two tools that Chazal talked about, because although they have the capacity to be Mashchis, but at the same time, barbers don't use them. It's not part of their toolkit, part of their arsenal. And as a result, it doesn't fit into Lo Yigalechu. But at the end of the day, the only time a person's going to be over is if it's Giluach Sheyesh by Hashchasa, and Hevi Yomer, Chazal's example of that was the tar. So here's the question. This Braisa is clearly talking about the Isser of Hashchasa Zaken. What about the Isser Lo Yisakifu Pas Roishka? Is there any limitation? Is there a halacha that the only time it's awesome with the Raisa, the only time there would be Malkus, if a person cuts his payas off, Rachmanel Itzlan, is if he does so with a tar, or no, a chaych has nothing to do with the Isser of Lois Sakifu Pas Roishchem. It's Isser that's related to Hashchas Zokin. It's based on the wording that the Torah used the two times that it mentioned that Isser, and really it's a Mefurish Braisa. That's specifically regarding this Hashchas Zokin. So that's the question. The Isser Lo Yisakifu Pas Roishchem, is that also only with a tar, or is that not only with a tar? Now, the truth is, if you look at the Mishnah sounds like it's only saying it with regards to the Isser of Hashchas Zokin, right? That's what it sounds like. But the truth is, if you look a little more carefully at the Mishnah, it's not so muchach. Because the Mishnah says like this. Again, this is the Mishnah Makis Tavchof Amraf. We literally just learned this a week ago. The Mishnah says, Al Haroish Shtayim, Achas Mikan, Vachas Mikan. Al Hazokin Shtayim, Mikan, Ushtayim, Mikan, Vachas Milmato. And then it says, Ve'enechai Vachyitlenu Besar. So I think everyone that ever learns this Mishnah assumes that those last words, Ve'enechai Vachyitlenu Besar, is only referring to the last thing that we mentioned. And that is Al Hazok, that Shtayim, Mikan, Vachas Milmato. But as it relates to Al Haroish, Achas mikan va'achas mikan. There's no criteria of achi yitlenu basar. That's for sure the pashtus. And the Braisa surely sounds that way, because the Braisa that is bringing us the Makar is a Tanu Rabbanan on the sugya of Ashchas Zokin. But it's not 100% muchach, right? It's not 100% muchach, because it is possible that that line, v'inechai v'achi yitlenu basar, is not only referring to the Isser Ashchas Zokin, maybe it's also referring to the Isser Peyas HaRosh. Either way, this shaila is what Tosfos talks about right here. So this very, very long Tosfos, the Chayav al Haroish Shtayim, this is what's going on. Let's just read the first lines of Tosfos in Avinik. Says Tosfos, Nira. Da'af agaf da'al hazokon, eni chayav al batar. Even though when it comes to the beard, you only chayav if you shave it with a razor. Could amar perik basur the makis. The be'inun giluach sheyesh by hashchasa. Aba ba'kofes haroish. When it comes to ha'kofes haroish, chayav af b'mispirayim ke'entar. Then you're going to be chayav even if it's with a scissor, stating that it has to be ke'entar. But as long as it's ke'entar, even though it's not a razor, if somebody cuts his payas off with a scissor, he's going to be over the iser of lois hakifu pas reishchem. Tosfos goes weiter. It's a long Tosfos, but this is be'erich, the chiddush that Tosis is coming to say. If you take a look at the Ritva, also right here, Shvuas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ritva says, V'yesh machloikis ben ha-poiskim zal, im chiyuv ha-kofa betar dafko, dum yudash chos ha-zokon, o yafilu b'misperayim ke-entar. Says the Ritva, there's a machloikis ha-poiskim. This is the Ritva talking. So machloikis ha-poiskim in the world of the Ritva is what we would refer to as a machloikis rishoinim, right? So says the Ritva, there's a machloikis ha-poiskim, machloikis rishoinim. Whether the Issa lo yisakifu pas roishchem is dafko, with a tar, or maybe no, maybe afilu b'misperayim ke'etar, u'betoisvis erichu b'zeh harbe. Toisvis was very myrich in this, gam bekan, elsewhere in Shas, but even over here. V'ani herachti b'zeh b'mkoyme b'mesachtes makis. And Ritva says, I was also myrich in this, in mesachtes makis. But he says, you should know, v'das rabbeinu v'dayti, the shura sadin de betar dafka. I hold that the only time a person is over the iser payas is if he cuts it off with a tar. The yalef mashchas hazokin do iskish bikra. Because the Torah juxtaposes, if you look at the psukim, Torah always puts them together. And being that the Torah put them together, once you have this drasha regarding ashchas hazokin, this halach is going to be true not only regarding ashchas hazokin, but this halach is going to be true with regards to akofas haroish. So says the Ritva, even though Tosfos came out not that way, Tosfos was very, very myrich, but you want to know what I hold? This is what I hold. And the truth is that what the Ritva is saying is a mefurish ha-taisefta. The taisefta is in the third parak of Masechtas Makis, where all these sugyas are, and the taisefta mentions a whole bunch of different halachas related to the iser leisakifu, and says in the taisefta one line, Einoi chayiv ad sheyakifenu betar. You're only chayiv if you're makif betar. But the bottom line is, it's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis here in Masechtas Shavuos, the Ritva, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph here in Masechtas Shavuos. Obviously, other Rishonim also have opinions on this matter, but often art, it's a big time machlokes Rishonim whether or not the Issa Leisakifu Pas Roishchem is like the Issa Hashchos HaZokin, it's Dafke Betar, or maybe no, the Torah only mentioned Tar, Giluch Sheyesh by Hashchos regarding the Issa Hashchos HaZokin, but as it relates to the Issa Leisakifu Pas Roishchem over here already now. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Yerudei Simin Kuf Pei Aleph, so the Mechaber brings both Shittas. It's in Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, the only time a person is over the iser payas arosh is if he takes off his payas with the tar. V'yesh oisrim b'misparayim ke'ein tar. And there are those that say that it's oser afilu b'misparayim ke'ein tar. V'yesh lochosh l'divrayim. And says the mechaber that you should be chayish for those shittas, you should be machmer, and a person should not take off his payas even b'misparayim ke'ein tar. If you take a look at the Vilna Goyen in Bir Hagura, so the Goyen says like this, Einoi chayiv ela betar. Toisefta Sham, Perikim Lalach Hazayin. Doesn't bring the Rishonim, right? The Goyin is a step before the Rishonim. Says the Goyin, what's the Makar? Toisefta Sham. It's the Toisefta that we just read. It's Mefurish. Ein Echayv Elabatar. V'yesh. Oisrim b'misperayim ke'ein tar, says the Vilna Goyin, the masnisin mashma davka azokin. Because in the Mishnah, it's mashma, right? It's not muchach. But in the Mishnah, it's mashma davka Bezokin, what does he mean? He means the Mishnah Makis that says the Inay Chayv Achi Yitlanu Besar. It sounds like it's going on the second halacha of the Mishnah. It sounds like it's going on the halacha of the Mishnah of Hashchas Azokin. Ukemoishem Mitzayin Sham the Gemara of Inay Chayv Tanu Rabbanon Upaskon of Vechulu. So to go in and. The reason it's mashma that way is because of the Gemara, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. What does the guy mean to say? Pashut, right? Just learning up the guy. He means to say that really from the Mishnah, although it's mashma, but it's not muchach that way, because maybe really that line, Ve'inei Chayiv, is Ela Batar, is going back on both things that are mentioned. Sai Peis HaRosh and Sai Hashchas HaZokin. Abazok the guy, and you want to know why it's mashma that way, Kamoshim Mitzayin Shom Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Gemara Ve'inei Chayiv V'chulu. Tan Rabbanon Upaskonon V'chulu. Then he says, V'chei Mashma Perek Vav De Nazar, Ayin Tois V'shvu is Da Beza Amid Beis, the Tosfos Nazar Mem Aleph Amid Beis. This is what's going on. The bottom line is, these are the two shittos. So when we learn Masechtas Makis, Daf Chaf, from the last Machzer, we mentioned Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha, which is really right here on the page. Shvuas Daf Beis Amid Beis. I just think it's to Kedai to Chazer over the Kasha and the Im Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush. Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyon Ashas asks a bomb Kasha. Kiveger asks that. We know, it's a Mishnah, a person is not allowed to komis here on Shabbos. The reason a person is not allowed to komis here on Shabbos is because there's a concern that maybe when he's combing his hair, he's going to pull out some of his hairs, he's going to violate one of the Lama Tes Malachas. And even though David Sheinim is Chavin, according to some, is Mutter, but Abayev HaRavah, the Amri Travayu, Moed Rab Shimon, the Psik Reisha, So it's a psik ratio, says the Mishnah. And it's for that reason, it's usher for a person to comb his hair on Shabbos. There's another Mishnah, and this is Masechtas Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, ever. And the reason is because a Nazir has an Isser to cut his hair. And again, when he combs his hair, there's a chashash that some of the hair might fall out. And even though, again, it's a Dabar Sheni Mischavin, but it's a Psikresha. And because it's a Psikresha, it's for that reason it's Asr. Fake Rav Kiva Eiger, if that's the case, it should come out that it's Asr for a Yid to ever comb his payas. Why? Because when you comb your payas, L'chayrit is a chashash that you might pull payas out. And if you're going to pull out some hairs, it's going to come out that you're over lo yisakifu pas roish. So zok Rav Kiva Eiger, that if you hold like the shittis, that the only time there's an issur of lo yisakifu pas roish is if you use a gul meser, you use a razor. Okay, so a comb doesn't fit that criteria. It's not a tar. If it's not a tar, so based on that, it won't be a problem. Oh, but the shittas toisus right here on the page in Shavuos Daf Beis Amud Beis, that the issur is that what afilu b'misperayim ke'ein tar. So says Rav Kiva Eiger, it's pasha to me, a comb should be no different, right? A misprime can't tar, a malakit for a hitni, a comb, it's all the same. If you don't need a tar, so then that should be a problem. And if that's the case, says Rabbi Kivega, that's what should come out. And he says, Vitzorich in Ladina, he says, I'm not 100% sure. And then he says, Vikosafti mezebe tshuva. I want you to know, I wrote about this already in the tshuva. It's interesting, this kasha, the Rabbi Kivega asked, now it's not kasha, right? It's just more Vitzorich in Ladina. Rav Kiveger asked to the Chassam Sofer. And really, we have two tshuvas. In Shailos HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer, in Yerideya, tshuva kuf lametes, and Yerideya tshuva kuf mem. I'll tell you one interesting thing about this tshuva, and that is that the correspondence that the Chassam Sofer Rav Kiveger had in this tshuva was before the Chassam Sofer was Rav Kiveger's Edom. I mean, the raya is, because the date of the tshuva is tof kuf ayin, and the Chassam Sofer's Ishta Rishoina passed away in Tov Kuf Ayin Beis. But even more than that, if you go through the tshuva and you see the way the Chassam Sofer is talking to Rav Kiveger, we have one side of the conversation, he's not talking to Shver. Number one, the Hakdama, just the way he refers to him as Yisu Horim Shalom Lenoifech Saper V'Yalom Yigdal Kisei V'Yorim Karnoi Harehu Arav Agoyin Agadol Amiti Amafursim Karugas Aboisim Neiro Yor, etc., etc. Kiva Eger Ob Bez Deveram Dekilu Kedosha Friedland. He doesn't ever refer to him as a Shver over here because he wasn't a Shver yet at this point. But either way, says the Chassam Sofer that, you know, you sent me this gewaldige kasha, a tzorich in Ladina, right? You want to know, according to the shittas that hold, that the iser of lo yisakifu pas roishchem is lav dafka with a tar, it's even the misparayim ke'en tar, then tzorich in Ladina, maybe it should be also for a person to comb his pay. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to Rabbi Kiveger as follows. He says that before we discuss the kasha, I want you to know, you wrote tzorich in Ladina, I have no tzorich in Ladina. And the reason is because Ivra, loy chazino le rabbonim kshishi de mizaru bahachi, because I never saw the alter rabbonim be nizar in this. Vegan, and more than that, ro'isi le moiri agoyin, chosicha bekohuno, moireinu verabbeinu, arabnosen adlo zechetzadik levrocho, mori do uvdo, to ovid hachi. And if that's the case, shmamino, les de chosh lahay milsa. Umiyu taima boy. And chanami, it needs a time. No, but Rabbi Kiveger said tzorich in Ladina. So the Chassam Sofer told Rabbi Kiveger, there's no tzorich in Ladina. Because I know, number one, like chazina l'rabbanan k'shishi demizan rubahachi, and besides, I saw Mary Agoyin achat shepakuni Rabbi Nassan Adam, Mary Duv the David Hachi. So Vaisnois, the issue is not an issue. So there's no tzorich in Ladina, said the Chassam Sofer. Now, in terms of why not, time a boy. So with regards to that, the Chassam Sofer was Meirich, and it's really two tshuvas long, but the haschalas ha-mahalach of the Chassam Sofer was based on a Peledig Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that's when Rambam talks about these halachas, it's in halacha vav. So the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, "Upeyazu shemanichen bitzida lo inosnu b'chachamim shir." There's no mefurish shir as it relates to like how many hears does a person have to have by his payas not to violate the iser payas? V'shamanu mizkeinenu. But the Rambam says, we heard from our elders, she'enu maniach pachas me'arbaim sairis, that you have to have at least 40 hairs. That's the cutoff. So if you're going to have 40 hairs, then you're fine. If it's going to be less than 40 hairs, then already you're running into issues. This is this Pella de Geshir, Divrei Nevi'is, that the Rama mentions, and he says, Shamanu Miskeinenu. So the Chasam Sofer writes as follows. He says, it's Pasha to me, that this shir that the Rama mentioned, Miskeinenu, is not one of the shirim that were Nema Aloch L'moshe Misinai. This is not me based Dino Shal Yaivetz. I don't think this is one of those shirim. In fact, I think, says the Chasam Sofer, that the Rambam held that the Erais of the Geshir is that a person is not allowed to remove his payas to the point where he's going to have less than 2 hairs. Because really, the Lashon HaGemara, Masechtas Makis, is that what is a person not allowed to do? You're not allowed to smooth the sides of your hair with your forehead, right? That's the yisoid of what the Isser is. As long as there's 2 hairs, which is considered a sheer hair in Kol HaTorah Kulo, that would mean it's not smooth. There's something obstructing. As long as there's something obstructing, that would be enough for you not to be over the Isser Deiraisa. Nor was, Chazal wanted that it should be nicker that you have payas. And for that, they said, Arbom Cyrus. But it's not a real shear, because no one ever heard of this shear. The Rambam Adam is Cyrus, Miskeinenu, not Mehalocha Lamosha Misinai, Azad the Rabban and the Geshir. But Zokhtach Sam Sofer, that what emerges is that according to the Rambam, the shear, Mida Eraisa really is, that a person is not allowed to cut off all his hair and get to the point where he's going to have less than 2 hairs. But as long as a person has 2 hairs, even if he's cutting his payas, he's not going to be over the Issa Deiraisa of Lo Yisakifu Pas Roshcha. So says the Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, that's poshet. That according to the Shittas HaRaman, there's no problem over here. Right? There's no problem. Why is there no problem? Because at the end of the day, what are the chances that a person, through combing his payas, is going to pull out so many hairs that he's going to have less than 2 hairs? I mean, even less than 40 is not shchiach, but certainly less than 2, which the Chasam Sofer learned up in the Rambam, is the real shear. Now, the problem is that there are Shitas HaRishonim that argue with the Rambam. The Shitas HaRishonim that hold that the Isser of Lo Yisakifu Pas Roshcha is to pull out 2 hairs. And the minute you pull out 2 hairs, then already it's going to be a problem. So according to those Shitas, Sarachin Ladina, how are you going to be Miyashavit? How are you allowed to comb your payas with why you're not worried that 2 hairs are going to come out? Said the Chasam Sofer, I think you're going to have to say that according to those Shitas, and a chenami, the iser of Lo Yisakifu Pas Roshchem is dafka b'tagul maser. It's dafka with a tar. So says the Chasam Sofer, m'mon of chach, this is the yetzah. Either we're going to say that the reason it's not a problem, hagam, it's also really to pull out payas with a comb, because it's also to pull out payas with misperayim kentar, is based on the fact that there's a shear. What's the shear? 40, which midday raisa means even 2. So what are the chances that a person will pull out all his hair by combing his payas? Very, very little. Or we're going to say that the iser is taka, only with a tar. If you hold that the iser is even misperayim ke'entar, shitas toisos and shuas dabezam and beiz va'oid rishoinim, so then you're going to have to say, like the Rambam, that the iser is to pull out so many hairs where you're going to get to the point where you have less than 2 hairs, or even on midrabanon level, less than 40 hairs. If you hold that the iser is to cut even only 2 hairs, so then you're going to have to say that the iser is dafka with a tar, but memon of shach zil hachi v'zil hachi, that's the Eitzah. And the Chasam Sofer said that it's Pasha to me that what I'm saying is MS. And he says, I'll just prove it to you even a little bit more. He said, because really, this halacha that you're not allowed to comb, right? It's a Mishnah by Nazir. Why are you telling me to be by a Nazir? If it's also for a person to comb his payas, the Mishnah should have said it's also to comb your payas. So the Chasam Sofer said, really, and this is his whole gisha to this Indian. His gisha was, number one, I saw Rav Nosson Adler do it. So to me, it's checkmate. Number two, why is it not a Mishnah? Why are we talking about a Nazir? Why are we talking about these funny cases? Tell me the normal case. You're not allowed to comb your payas. Seems like Tzadikim would do this. Rav Nosson Adler did it. So if you're telling me it's Osir, so then tell me that it's Osir. The Teretz is, it's not Osir. The question is why? Says, look, Chasam Sofer, I don't know, I can go this way, I can go that way. Either because you need a tar, or you tell me Shitas Toysers, okay, there's also Shitas Rambam. Meaning, I'm able to make it work. Lemaisa, the Chasam Sofer had a lot more to say on this inyan. Reb Kiva Eger responded to the Chasam Sofer. We don't have Reb Kiva Eger's response to the Chasam Sofer, but we have the Chasam Sofer's counter response to what Reb Kiva Eger said. And from the Chasam Sofer's counter-response, it's mevur that one of the kashas Reb Kivega asked the Chasam Sofer was that if the whole Eitzah here, and what the Velt is being Soymechon, the reason that a problem is this Mamon of Shach, what's the Mamon of Shach? Either Tar, or you have to cut all your hair to the point that you don't even have 2 Cyrus. The math doesn't work in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The reason the math doesn't work in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is because the Mechaber paskins that l'chatchila you should be chayish for shitas Tosfos, right? We mentioned the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber wants you to be machmer when it comes to the sugya, and the Mechaber also is machmer. The Mechaber says that person is not allowed to even cut two payas. So the Mechaber said that there's an issue when it comes to using a misperayim kentar, which means you can't use a kol. And the Mechaber also says 2 years. So at the end of the day, how are you going to make this work? So said Rabbi Kirega back to the Chassam Sofer in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't add up. I mean, you're telling me it's based on this Maman of Shach. How is it going to work out? So this is what the Chassam Sofer responded to him. The Chassam Sofer writes back to this. Umashaka Safta, the Ikoi Chachti, the Efshel Mitfas betray Chumri. Right? You can't take on the two Chumras. That's the Hesver in the why the Tan of the Mishnah never mentioned that we mentioned it by Nazir. Yiksha Amaron b'Shulchan Aruch. Etc. This cheshbon. So he writes back to him like this. I'm sorry for talking to Rabbi Kivegi. He says, "Ahuvi yididi." Right. Once he was his edim, this is a whole different nusach. It's chamusi, right? But now at this point, it was what? It was ahuvi yididi. Im ein leheshev aloi chocha shali. If the only answer you have on what I'm saying is rak mishum dimkein yikshal bali shulchan aruch, you're going to have a kasha on the mechaber. Imkein arei kvar zochinu lahater peyus arosh. L'maisa we were mater peyus arosh v'loi nishar elo kushi ala beis yosef. All we have is a kasha on the beis yosef. He says, no, you have a kasha on the beis yosef. Umisha daito rechova midatenu. Someone who is a bigger balkishman than us, yitar tzeno. Let him answer it. But at the end of the day, I hold the fact that the time of the Mishnah didn't mention it is a raya that it's not aser. I think it's either for one of these two reasons. The math doesn't work with the Beis Yosef. No, Misha Daita Rechava Midatenu Yitar Tzen. And I don't know whose das was Rechava from the Chassam Sofer of Kiva Eger. Abel Amaisa, Misha Daita Rechava Midatenu Yitar Tzen. It's a fascinating exchange between the Chassam Sofer of Kiva Eger. It's a famous truva because of that one line where the Chassam Sofer says it can't be what the Rebbe is saying. You know, what Kivej is saying might be an issue because Ro'isi Lemoiri are going Chassisha Bekohun Rab Nasan Adlus Atzal Mori Do'uv the Dovid Achi. To me, it's also interesting that this is an exchange between Kivej and the Chassam Sofer before they were Shver and Edim Ahuvi Yedidi. Even this line, Misha Daite Rechava Midatenu Yetatzana. Even the whole Mahalik of the Chassam Sofer is a little Mechudish in this Tshuva. But either way, this is the first Ara. The second Ara is, it's Yodua, that the Rambam, in his Sforim, gave a time of the Krah for the Isser of Peyus HaRosh and for the Isser of Hashchas HaZaken. The Rambam said that the reason the Torah said a Yid is not allowed to cut his Peyus, and the reason the Torah said a Yid is not allowed to shave his beard with a razor, it's based on the fact that the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and specifically the Koimrei Avodah Zarah, used to do this. And because the Oivdei Avodah Zarah used to do this, a big theme of the Torah is that we have to distance ourselves very, very much from the pagans and from all their minhagim. And being that this was a pagan custom, so it's for that reason the Torah said it's awesome. The Rambam writes this in his Moira. It's in Chelek Gimel Perek Lamed Zayin. The Rambam writes this in his Sefer HaMitzvahs when he talks about these two mitzvahs. It's a mitzvahs loisase, mem gimel or mem dalet. And really, Rosh V'Rishayin, the Rambam writes this in his Yad Chazaka, just to read 2 excerpts of the Rambam. The Rambam, he begins Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Avodah Zarah talking about the Issur Peyus HaRosh. He says, "Ein megalchin paasei HaRosh kemo shehayu oisin Ovdei Avodah Zarah v'koimrei." Now it cut the Peyus HaRosh in the same way that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the Galochim used to do. Shenema lo yisakifu paas Roishchem. In Halacha Zayin, derech koimrei Avodah Zarah hoyo lahashchis ganam. Lefichach asre toiru lahashchis hazaken. So Rambam says it throughout his Svarah, that the reason there's an Isser Peyus HaRosh and the reason there's an Isser Hashchas HaZaken, it's related to the fact that the pagans, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they used to engage in this Inyan. I saw a Dover Nifla, but it's also a Dover Pella. Right? Nifla and Pella is not the same thing. Nifla is like, wow. Pella is like, come again. Right, it's a Dover Nifla and a Dover Pella in the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah. The Ksava Kabbalah, and this is in Parshas Kedoshim. So we mentioned earlier that the Torah mentions the Isra Hashchas HaZaken twice. Right, it says Upas Konam Lo Yigalechu, and it says Lo Yisashchis Es Pas Zikonecha. So the question is that why did Torah mention it twice? Okay, so we learn between the two mentions the halacha, and that is Giluach Sheyesh Bayashchasa.
But just tell me one time, Giluch Sheyesh Bayashchas, Upaskonim Lo Yiga Aleichu. And then it says, Lo Yisashchas Eis Pasakonechas. It said the Ksava Kabbalah. I'll pi Pshutay Shal Mikra. That, where does it say, Upaskonim Lo Yiga Aleichu? It's in Parshas Emor. It says it regarding all the mitzvahs of the Koyanim, Emor Ala Koyanim. Lo Yisashchas Eis Pasakonechas, that it says in Parshas Kedoshin. It's talking to all Yidden. So he says, the Rambam said, that what's the yisoid of the Isser? Hashchos HaZokin. It's related to the fact that the Koimrim used to go ahead and they used to be Mashchis their Zokin. The truth is, if you look carefully, when the Rambam talks about the Isser Peis HaRosh, his Lashon is, Ein Megalchin Paasei HaRosh K'moy Shehoyu Oysen Oivdei Avodah Zarah V'Koimrim. Like the Oivdei Avodah Zarah and the Galochim used to do. When he talks about the Isser of Hashchos HaZokin, he says, Derech Koimrei Avodah Zarah Hoyu LaHashchis Konim. By the way, that's why the Galoch was called the Galoch, right? Derech Koimrei Avodah Zarah. By Peis HaRosh, it wasn't just the Koimer, it wasn't just the Galoch. It was the Oivdei Avodah Zarah also. When it comes to the Isser Hashchos HaZokin, over there, the Rambam's lashon is that it was the koimer, it was the galochim that used to do this. So said the Ksav Kabbalah, Ula Yesh Loimar, that when it comes to the Hamoinam, that's in Parshas Kedoshim. So there the Torah says, Loi Sashchis Eis Pasikonecho. There the Isser only is if you're going to be Mashchisit, because it's only Hashchosa that's going to be Aser. But when it comes to the Koyin, he's the Koimer, he's the Galoch. He has to be more Machmer. And because he has to be more Machmer, by him the Torah said, Upaskonim lo yigalechu. Even if it's not going to be Ba'ifan Ashchasa, you can't have any Shaykhis to it. Even if it's Ke'entar, so to speak. Even then it's going to be a problem. So you're right, there's a Shinui Aloshin, but the Yisoid of the Shinui Aloshin is, one is in Parashas Kedoshim and the other one is in Parashas Emor Lekayanim. So he says it could be it's related to the Rambam, because the Rambam says the Yisoid of the Isser is, don't be like a Galoch. So who has to not be like a Galoch? The Kayan, the priest, he's the one that has this Isser, B'yeser Se'es, B'yeser Ois. So could be says, Niksav Kabbalah, that's when it came to the Amoynam, it said, Lo Yisashchis. But when it comes to the Kayan, he's more Shayach to this Isser. By him it says, Upaskonim Lo Yigalechu. Now he bavarins, it's not like Chazal. Chazal stelt to the two to each other, and it's always Giluach Shiyesh Bayashchasa. That's why it's a Dover Pella. It's a Dover Niflo, because it's, I think, a Dover Niflo. But it's a Dover Pella, because it's Keneged Chazal. But either way, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, trying to navigate these two psukim, which are very, very interesting, I'll be Darko Shal Rambam. But the truth is, we'll end with this. The tour, right in the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, when he talks about these halachas, he brings the Rambam. And he's not happy with the Rambam. This is how the tour starts, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. Hakofes HaRosh, Vashchoses HaZokom, גם באילו כוסף הרמב״ם שאוסר מהכוסף בני שאויסן כן אוי בדי אבוי דזור וקוימרן עד כאן וזה אילוי מפורש, says the Torah. It doesn't say it anywhere. The Rambam came up with this on his own. Ve'einonu tzrichim levakish tam le'mitzvahs. And there's no reason for us to have to come up with reasons for mitzvahs. Ki mitzvahs melechem aleinu afim loy neida taimon. See, he wasn't happy with this Rambam. I don't know why the Rambam needs to come up with this reason. Ki ilu, we need to know the reason for something in order for us to go ahead and do mitzvahs, not necessary. Einonu tzrichim levakish tam le'mitzvahs, ki mitzvahs melechem aleinu afim lo neida taimon. And by the way, the Rambam made up this reason, because v'zeh einoy mefurish. The Beis Yosef, who always came to the defense of the Rambam, says two things. Number one, I'm picking up a little bit from the Tor, that the Tor is in a subtle way, almost accusing the Rambam, that you have to know the time of the mitzvahs, because if you don't know the time of the mitzvahs, I don't know, then maybe it's not so important to keep the mitzvah. Right? Einanu tzrichim levakish tam le'mitzvahs, ki mitzvahs melechem aleinu afim lo neida taimam. And the Beis Yosef says, how could you even in a subtle way, even the most edely way suggest that the Rambam would hold that way? He says, did the Torah not see the Rambam and then the Vilchis Me'ilo and then the Vilchis Tmura and then the Vilchis Mikvois? Right? We've spoken about these Rambams over the years, where the Rambam is Meirich about how it's important for a person to know the reason for a mitzvah, but even if you don't know it, you have to understand that you have to do it. It's a mitzvah, it's a melech, etc., etc. Everyone knows the Rambam spoke about this so many times. So he says, I'm picking up on some innuendo here and I'm not comfortable, says the Beis Yosef. And I have to come to the defense of the Rambam. This is what the Beis Yosef writes. He says, besides, the Torah said it's not mefurish anyway what the Rambam says. He says, La'nias daiti, even though it's not mefurish, abid skans mefurish. In fact, in the words of the Beis Yosef, harezeh kim mefurish. It's kim mefurish. You know why?
Because sometimes if you want to understand the time of a mitzvah, you'd look at three things. Location, 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 right? So where does it say in the Torah, Parashas Kedoshim, the Isser Peis Aroish and the Isser of Ashchos HaZaken? It says as follows, Lo yisoichlu al adon, lo yisenachashu, ve lo yisoineinu, lo yisakifu pas roishchem, ve lo yisashches eis pasikonecho, ve seret lo nefesh lo yisinu bevsarchem, uksoy veskako lo yisitnu bochem ani Hashem. These are three psukim in the Torah. It's all one little parsha. Says the Beis Yosef, all of these things that we know the time for are related to pagan customs. Like soichlu al adam, you know what that is, by the way? So the truth is, it's Gemara Sanhedrin. We learned the Gemara not so long ago, Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, where the Gemara brings five different halachas that we learn from like soichlu al adam. This is like the textbook example of a lav shebecholos, right? But there's a whole bunch of halachas, like, can't eat before davening. There's so many different dinim that we learn from Loisaychul Adam. But Pshutay Shamik, if you learn the Rishonim al HaTaira, you know what the Rishonim say? Uberoishim the Ramban. The Ramban said that there used to be a minig that people would sit down together next to a pit and they would pour blood into the pit. And by pouring blood into the pit, all of a sudden, Shadim would come. These demons would come and they would partake in the Suda. And once the Shadim came, they were able to manipulate the Shadim. Right, this is the Ramban that we spoke about recently in Chumash here, when the Ramban talks about three types of Avodah Zarah. The third type is this demonic, satanic worship. And this is an example of this. But the Ramban talks about these things a lot in the spiritual Torah. This is one of those cases. And he says, that's loy soichlu al adam. You can't break bread al hadam. It's mamish this Indian. Right, these are all the kishif machers. These are all the pagans. V'seret lenefesh loisinu b'fsarchem. We know this was the derech of the Avodah Zarah. Uksoy v'skatnu loisinu b'chem. These tattoos that they used to put on themselves. So in this inyan, dover alamid mein yonoi, says the pasuk loisakivu pas roishchem. V'loisashchus has pasuk onecho. So says the Beis Yosef, the Torah says that the Rama made this up. He didn't make it up. It's a dover alamid mein yonoi. And even though it's not mefurish, but I raise a kimefarish. It's kamat mefurish. Just look at the context of where the Torah mentioned these lavin. It says pasha to me. That's where the Torah was like matmiya. Where did Raman get this from? This is not just coming out of nowhere. It's pasha. He was learning up the psukim, and from the psukim alein, it was very, very mashma this way. But the bigger inyan that the Torah seems to suggest on the Rambam is Keilu, the Rambam was giving us the time. Right, he mentioned it again and again and again. Even in his Yad Chazaka, he mentioned it. Right, I just want to clarify one thing. The Rambam wrote a Meir Nevuchim, and the whole Chelek Shlishi, not the whole, but a chunk of the Chelek Shlishi in the Meir, he talks about all the Tamei HaMitzvos. If the Rambam writes this in his Yad, then I don't think the Torah is saying what he's saying. It's the Rambam. I'm sorry, if the Rambam writes this in the Meir, I don't think the Torah is saying what he's saying. It's the Rambam made a big deal about it in his Yad Chazak, and it sounds like he wants something l'maisa out of this. And the Beis Yosef understood that the Torah was almost being choshe the Rambam of something. And that's why he came to his defense. It's interesting. If you look at the Taz, right here in Simin Kuf Bei Aleph, the Taz also understood the Torah, the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah. And he says that, yeah, the Torah was up suggesting something. Oh, but Emes is, the Torah is coming from somewhere. Because he's learning up the Rambam. And the Rambam's giving a time of the Krah, and there has to be a reason he's giving the time of the Krah. So he says, I'm going to tell you the reason. I'm going to tell you why the Rambam gave a time of the Krah. Because the Chapsan Afgemina Lahalacha. There's an afkemina lahalacha that the Isser Peis HaRosh and the Isser Ashchos HaZaken is related to pagan customs. And that is that we know there's certain things that are aser because of Chukas HaGoyim. Right? U'b'chukaseyem lo'yseh leichu. Torah mentions it a few times. And there's certain isurim, there's certain dinim that are aser as a result of that. And the truth is, the Mechaber brings these halachas in Yerideya Simin Kufayin Ches. Ein holchem mechukas agoyim, v'loy medamen lehem, v'loy yilbash malbash hamayuchad lehem, v'loy yigadl tzitzis roisha, k'may tzitzis roisham, etc., etc. And halacha beis, the Mechaber says, misha hu korov lemalchus, v'tzorech lilbash b'malbusheim uledamis lehem mutab akoyel. If someone's korov lemalchus, then it's going to be okay. So says the Taz, I think that Pshan and the Rambam, the reason the Rambam made such a big deal about this, specifically in the Yad, was because the Rambam holds halacha lemaisa, misha hu korov lemalchus, Mutter Bakoil, he doesn't have the Issa Beis HaRosh, and he doesn't have the Issa Ashchos HaZaken.
And the Torah understood that's what he meant, and that's what the Torah was coming to be loichem on. The Torah didn't mean what the Beis Yosef is suggesting the Torah meant. Chalila, why would he? Of course, that's not what he meant. He understood that the Rambam was keilu being derish time in the Torah. Since Kasha was, the Rambam, you're making up a reason that's not beforeish anywhere, and you're going to suggest this major nafkimino lalocha as if someone who's karev l'malchus, he doesn't have a halacha payas. He's allowed to shave with a razor. What's going on over here? Can't be. But Al-Kuponim Zokta Taz, I hold that's the Shit Sarama. I hold that's the Shit Sarama. And the Ram holds that way? And that's what the Rama means when he gives his whole time at the Krah. And Enochinami, the Torah understood that, and that was good for what the Torah was coming to be Ma'ir on. Abulamaisi, you wonder why the Rambam's bringing these reasons? It's because there's an Afkimina Laloch, and Afkimina is Yeridea Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Bey. So just to end, I saw the Ponim Eros in a Tshuva, brings the Taz, and he's Matmiya on this Taz. He says it's true, the Shulchan Aruch says that even though there's a lav of a B'chuk Yisayim, Lo Yisnei Lecho, and Mishu Karv L'malchus, V'tzarech L'ubayish B'mabushen L'dam Yisamut B'akav, that's only because all those examples that the Shulchan Aruch brings of about Chukas Hagoyim are things that are not mefurish in the Torah. He says there's no way in the world that as it relates to Hashchas Zokin, which is something that's mefurish in the Torah, or Peyus HaRosh, which is mefurish in the Torah, you're going to tell me that it's mutter because you're a car of Lamalchus? What's the oimik? The oimik is, the Torah says you're not allowed to go b'chukas hagoyim. What does it mean? It's a dover that's muscle the chacham. The chacham have a right to tell us what it means and what it doesn't mean. In the world of the interpretation of the chachamim, of something that's specifically mustered to them, they have a right to say, that means this, or it means that. And they also have a right to say that if you carve a malchus, mutter b'kol. But when the Torah says, le'isakifu pas roishchem, when the Torah says, upas konam lo'yigalecho le'isachos pas konam, that's not negotiable already. When it comes to something like that, of course it's always going to be awesome. And if it's always going to be awesome, he says, how could the Taz suggest such a chiddush in the Rama? So just one sushtel, and that is, in Parshas Miketz, Yosef HaTzadik is in the Beis HaSoyer. And the whole Maisa with the Sarah Mashkin who gets out, the Pari has a dream, Sheva Shibulim, Zibin Zangin, right? The whole Inyan that's going on over there. And the Pasuk says, the Pari hears, there's a place of Chaloimus. So quickly, Vayishlach Paroi, Vayikres Yosef, Vayiritsu Minabor, Vayigalach, Vayichalif Sim Loisov, Vayovayo Pari. So what they do to Yosef, Vayigalach. Right, they cut his beard, his hair, right? Vayigalach, he got a haircut. If you take a look at Rashi says, why vayigalach mipnei kovod hamalchus? The reason they did it was because of kovod hamalchus. So I saw in the pirish of Rabbi Avadia Mibar Tanura ala Torah. Right, there's a pirish ala Torah from the Rav Bar Tanura, which is interesting. It's a pirish on Rashi. So we know Rashi is the great parshan, and the Rav is the great parshan on Mishnayos. But the Rav wrote a pirish on Rashi. So this is a pirish from the Rav Bar Tanura. He asks Akasha. He asks that why did Rashi say vayigalach mipnei kovod hamalchus? First of all, it's obvious that's why he did it. Why else did he do it if not mipnei kovod hamalchus? And also, why did Rashi only say it on vayigalach? Why not on vayichalev sim loisav? Why is it only vayigalach mipnei kovod hamalchus? Number one, it's poshit. And number two, why is it only vayigalach? Says the Rabbar Tanur, yesh loimar. Mishum de koshaloi, because Rashi was bothered. Vayigalach, it says vayigalach, ein giluach ela betar. Giluach usually means with a razor. Umashma mikan shegolach games konei betar. And it sounds like he was a vayigalach. He shaved his beard with a tar. Ve'ech osa hadovra osa razeh lahashchis pazokon lokach pirush Rashi. That's what Rashi said. Vayigalach mipnei kovod hamalchus. Shemipnei kovod hamalchus mutter. Because for kovod hamalchus, this is mutter ukedam rinon avtulos bar ruven itirulei lasapre betar mipnei kovod hamalchus v'sneh ki kishe'ena nikim v'sayeh lamak v'ene oisa mais b'yadayin ein shamel yisur drabonon umnei kovod malchus itirulei v'lokach tofas Rashi v'yigalach mipnei kovod malchus. That the reason Rashi said mipnei kovod malchus was because how is he able to be megaleach with a tar? The teretz is mipnei kovod hamalchus, and mipnei kovod hamalchus, oh, then it's mutter. What's the makar? You're allowed to shave with a razor mipnei kovod hamalchus?
Yeah, it's Yerudei, it's Simon Kufayin Ches, Sif Beis, the Taz is Sushtal. The bottom here is said, how can you say it's the Rabbar Tanura, it's Rishonim talking, the Rabbar Tanura learned up Rashi and Chumash, that's the Vayigalach when they covered Amalchus. He was only able to do it when they covered Amalchus. Now, if you look there, he says that Yosef HaTzadik didn't do it by himself, he wasn't the one that actually shaved, he was only the Nikif. It's rather not so poshut. Others say he did shave by himself. So he turned it only into an Isid Rabbana, but the Iker Tzushtel, that shaving with a razor, could be has a Sheiches, with this halacha in Yerudei, Kufa in Chesiv Beis, that's Mefurish in this Chikava Maramokin from the Rabbar Tanura, his Pirish on Rashi Ala Torah, and Parashas Miketz on Vayigalach, Vayichalif Simloisa. Either way, just two Ha'aris. I said short, maybe it was a little longer than short. We're learning Masechta Shavuos now, we have to be careful with what we say. But either way, two ha'aris regarding Pes HaRosh and the Be'ezer HaShem, we're going to really start to have fun. We're going to go into the inyan of Hashchas HaZaken.